Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. An email here from Dee. Hi, Catherine. Buenas tardes from Tenerife. I just listened to that beautiful message from Brian in Douglas who sent his letter. Yeah, I read it out a little earlier. It was a letter that he sent in to the editor, the letters to the editor in the Irish Times about his crosswords that his parents did. And Dee said, what a wonderful daily routine his parents built up and maintained over the years and to stay connected. Well, my sister Liz from Cove has just introduced me to the New York Times Daily Wordle. We love doing our daily dose and have become a little bit more competitive too. It's a great way to keep us connected from across the mile. So hopefully this will keep us together, whether it's at home or abroad, for many years to come, just like Brian's parents. Muchas gracias. And that comes in from Dee. And that leads me nicely into my next guest. Paco Peña joins me in studio now. He is the world's most renowned and celebrated flamenco guitarist. He has returned to Ireland on tour with Paco and Friends. And he has just landed back into the country. You just flew in today. You're very welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's great to see you. It's great to see you. So, I mean, flamenco, I had a little chat with you outside and yeah. I was very lucky back in the day. I did a little bit of travelling and one of the most incredible nights that I remember was in a little tiny bar in Jerez, city in Spain, in Andalusia. And it was a flamenco night and it was something that I will never forget, because I think for so many of us, flamenco can be what we see on the TV. It's the dancers and the dress and it's the castanets, but flamenco is in the soul of the Andalusian people. I mean, how would you describe flamenco yourself?
Well, flamenco is, excuse me, I was going to say that actually Jerez is quintessentially a very, very much a flamenco. The roots of flamenco are around there. Mm. You know, it's a wonderful place to experience
Beautiful city.
And flamenco really is a culture in music that I suppose combines all kinds of folk elements of the folklore in the whole of Spain, and indeed influences from the Middle East and so on, because of the history of Spain with the Moors being there for nearly 800 years, and gypsies. So the thing is that it's a musical culture, but really it is a cry of you know, there was precarious conditions of life and actually the poor people dispossessed of you know, of their of basic things, they cry out in this. It's a kind of lament, but it's a rebellious, it's a very forceful, passionate cry. And this, that is the song. And the song is really the essence of what flamenco tries to say.
Mm. Whether that's the cante.
The cante, of course. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Well, no, I think because for me, I only understood flamenco as a dance. But it was started, it is the song. And it's the singers, and a bit kind of like Irish music as well. I mean, we have what's called Shannos here. And again, it can be a lament, it can be a celebration. But it's quite guttural. You don't necessarily have to have the best voice, but it is what the power in the voice, it's the meaning in the voice.
Well, you know something, I feel great affinity with this country. I love Ireland, but I love, it, you know, its people. And I think, in a way, what you said kind of confirms that I should love it and feel very, very at home here. And that, when you say it doesn't matter whether you sound good, that's not the question. The question is you have to make the people experiencing that what you do vibrate and be moved by what you say, and it doesn't matter if it is a beautiful voice coming out. It is the passion is hidden, and when it comes out is passion and pathos. When it comes out is a very special moment when there's the sort of the combination of art appearing and art being experienced live like that. It's a very special thing.
And when you talk about the influence of the gypsies who came from India, again, in our culture here, we've got like the Irish travellers, the Irish traveller community here, they play such an important role in the fabric of music in Ireland as well. Talk to me about growing up in Andalusia. You grew up in Cordoba.
In Cordoba, yeah. Oh, well... times were, I suppose, difficult in the sense that Spain had just been through a terrible war, and times were very tough. My mother, and my father, my parents really, but particularly my mother, I remember my mother as a wonderful human being, you know, very a small woman, but with a fantastic capacity for, you know, a big heart, and anything she had to do for her family was done. But it was difficult. She, you know, we grew up as a poor family, 9 children, and nevertheless, it was a very happy thing because we lived in a house. It's called Casa de Vecinos. I'm sure you know what it means. Casa de Vecinos is a full different families live in the same house, you know, sharing what, you know, a room, 2 rooms, whatever you can, and sharing the basic things. And the patio is a kind of a place where you celebrate or mourn everything that happens to any of the the families. So it was a very happy, for me, it was a very happy environment. But in the background, there was a very tough life that people had to lead in order to support the family or whatever people had to do. So living there, as you can imagine, it was, I mean, the war, it was a distant thing for me, but I heard comments and things, and there was tragedy around. But for me, it was a very happy childhood.
Was music always part of that patio and always part of that community?
It was, you know, because it was amateur, of course, but anything that happened, somebody got married or there was a baptism, a first communion, a fiesta of any kind, then everybody brought what they could, you know, in terms of food, in terms of art, somebody danced, you know, amateur, but really all part of a very genuine expression from everybody.
So when you decided that flamenco, like when did that become your job, the route that you said that you'd go down? Because I would imagine with your mom and growing up in the conditions that you did, that wasn't the greatest choice in terms of career to bring money back to the house.
Indeed, I suppose what happens is that I fell in love with it very strongly and I couldn't stop doing it myself. But my mother was very careful to make sure that I was in good company. She wanted to know what people I went out with, because it was mostly late in the day or at night, you see. And she was very concerned that I was with good people. So, but nevertheless, I liked it so much, and I had other jobs. You know, I was working in an office, 2 different offices, for a long time. But in the night and in some occasions, I actually played, which is what I loved doing. So eventually, it comes as a very easy choice.
You know? When it's in the heart, and you moved to London, you played and met the great Jimi Hendrix. You've become the greatest flamenco guitar player in the world. I mean, I wish I had another hour to talk to you, but you're here because you're playing in Ireland, but you're going to play for us now. So if you want to make your way over to the microphone.
All right.
And I know we've got a couple of dates here that I can give people while you get yourself set up, but you're playing a piece for us called Flor de la Jara. Flor de la Jara is the name of that. So, yeah, take it away.